So a few announcements before the homily. First, a reminder that right after Mass, we have our weekly novena to St. Dimphna. Again, that beautiful saint. I think so needed today, just in general, but in particular with our pandemic. A lot of people are suffering emotionally or mentally, so these are powerful prayers we can offer. So that's right after Mass. I hope you can stay for those. Also, and as a reminder, I will go with the server to the statue of the saint. I ask that you stay in your seats and just point and head in the direction of the saint. Also, after the novena, we will have adoration of the Blessed Sacrament till 2:15. And then also after adoration, I'll be in the confessional. So look at this. Mass, St. Dimphna, adoration, confession. Look at this. We've got the full array here at Our Lady of Grace, right? We better be saints. Lastly, is just a reminder, as we prepare in the coming week, in the coming days for weekend Mass, that during the weekends, all of our safety protocols are still in place. So I realize it's the pandemic and that's our focus. But I do remind you, in terms of our safety and security protocols, do not bring needless bags to church. Do not stand in the back of the church during worship. Do not be in an narthex unless absolutely necessary. Normally that pertains to our young parents. The reason why is, as shocking as it can be, there are some very demented people who will take advantage of the pandemic in order to come and cause harm. So we know we live in a violent age. We see that on the streets. Houses of worship are being warned to be particularly cautious. So again, I just ask that you be attentive. We all do this. We can relax, know that we're safe and be comfortable, be at peace, and we come here to pray. So please be attentive to those requests. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So today we celebrate the feast of Padre Pio, and he's one of those saints that every time you just say his name, you just kind of feel a little bit of warmth in your heart, right? In large part because he was just such a broken instrument. He was just, by the world standards, no one of any significance. And he welcomed that. He never thought that he should be someone. He never thought anyone should listen to him. He never thought that he was more important than what he was. Unlike many people today who think that no matter what they say or utter is the most important thing, everyone's supposed to stop, right? How oftentimes have I seen even adults, elders of our faith, act like children in public, department stores or fast food places because someone isn't moving fast enough or responding to them as quickly as they think? Or how oftentimes are we given opportunities for humility and we deny them because we think we're more important than what we are? Padre Pio didn't struggle with any of that. He knew and was comfortable that he was a fool for Christ. Again, by the world standards, a real nothing. And he could do that because he knew that he was the Son of God and how well loved and cherished he was by God. He didn't need the affirmations or the encouragements of this world. If they came, great. If they didn't, no worries. Never expected a thank you. Never expected you're great. Never expected, hey, that was good work. He said we did it for the Lord. Can you imagine that level of peace? Most of us struggle in our fallenness to have that level. I swear there are some people, if you thank them 10 times, they go and complain and gossip about you that you didn't thank them 11, right? So many people, right? But Padre Pio had that peace. The peace from truly knowing Christ and knowing how much we are loved by him. We don't have to prove anything. We don't need the affirmation of this world. We know in whom we have placed our trust. Padre Pio knew that. Because of that humility and because of that sense of peace, God was able to work through him. Do you realize, dear friends, as baptized Christians, a lot that God has done through Padre Pio, he would greatly desire to do through each of us? It's not as if Padre Pio was some particularly chosen, rare instrument. He simply lived the Christian way of life, and God was able to do great things through him. Do you realize that if we were more patient, more humble, more confident in Christ, if we had more peace, how much more God would be able to do through us? Even the mystical and the miraculous, we could be instruments of peace and reconciliation, kindness and love. Things we never imagined could be done through us if we lived more of the Christian way of life. And Padre Pio was asked, what does it feel like to have all these powerful things done through you? Padre Pio said, I'm the first one, the first witness that stands in awe at what God can do through me. See the humility? He had a great sense of humor. He never took himself seriously. In fact, in the friary, he would sometimes frustrate the other friars because he liked to scare them. I guess he had quite a sense of humor, right? Whenever someone would brag, "Oh, Padre Pio, my son was saved because he had your picture," he'd say, "I need to get me a picture of that Padre Pio," right? So he never took himself seriously. He never thought he was more important. He was comfortable with who he was. And because of that, God was able to do marvelous things to him. I encourage each of us on this feast day to try to worry less about this world. What other people say about us, none of our business. Who cares? Instead, to have the confidence and the peace of Christ, to know how much we are loved and in whom we have put our trust. Find that peace, and you will find yourself a powerful instrument for the grace and the reconciliation of God in ways you never imagined. Padre Pio would never have expected that God would use him in such a way. But he just said yes, and look what God was able to do. If we say yes, or say yes more faithfully, or more generously, or more joyfully, just watch at what God could do.